your ears. And that space right at your diaphragm where you breathe. That is your life. And knowledge comes from up here. And you've already got it. And there's no hierarchy. We don't have your honorable, his highness, or her highness, anything. If we have a job, we do it. If I am better at one thing, I do it. If little Quo is better at something else, he does it. And it doesn't matter what dimension in which you're experiencing. And when you get out of this silliness, this manifest runabout on two legs, and I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too this, I'm too that. When you stop focusing on self and focus on the whole, you'll make it. And when we start praying to make it, and you stop this, give me $100,000 and we can make it. No, don't ask for limitation. Because then you limit God. You have to set a price on a book or a tape or a bottle of something. You set no limitations on God. And when you stop demanding, God can start giving. Well, I'm sure, sir, and this will come all the time. All the time. Catch yourself when you do it. For goodness sakes, that's learning. Catch yourself. And say, oops, I just limited it. Well, obviously, if you cannot pay the gas bill and it's $132, you need $132. But you don't know how much you need. Because you haven't accepted enough to let God have his plan. And until you can ask God in your higher wisdom, which is your own higher wisdom, you're getting wisdom when you turn it over. And say, we need to make a lot of changes here. And dear sir, would you please see to it? And then would you get out of your way? Little Crow said this so many times, my goodness, if we just get out of our own way. God continually provides for you exactly what even you're asking for, but it doesn't come like you expected. So not coming, he's failed to respond. Well, sir, it isn't like I asked for it. Well, up yours. And you continually turn God away. You have to learn to receive. There is something about receiving. Many of you, as you get to this point in your relationships and your expression of manifestation, that's all you are, the thought of God manifest. And you are manifest in a different manifestation than am I. Because my job is different. Dorma sits up here with her glasses and so forth. That's to protect her eyes because I need them later for her to use. And it's very hard on them. So don't think we have Hollywood going on here. Little Crow takes a responsibility for directly speaking. And he has said to her, you must take responsibility. But we have a different function here. There is a difference here. There is a different energy here, because I know what my mission is. She has agreed to serve, just as has Little Crow. And part of his volunteering is to help my mission, even if it be to help her. We're in it together. And this is what we mean by abundance. You can't go out there and only want abundance. And what is abundance? God is abundance. You have it.
All you have to do is learn to receive it. And that means you've got to do something. You've got to hear the knock of opportunity. You've got to seize the moment. And sometimes you're going to do the wrong thing. But if the goals are the same, if we're all headed to that goal at the end of that red road or that rainbow or any what you want to call it, we're going to get there. As long as you hold that goal. And there will be the visions all along the way, but the vision quest better be that goal, that knowing, that effort toward the perfection that we know exists. And it does exist. There is an all-powerful energy that does exist that sets a universe to order. And yes, you carry that very fragment within you, that DNA within you. So why don't we start creating? And then I will hear, well, if you just give me enough to work with, I can start creating. Well, maybe if you started creating, you wouldn't have to worry about it so much.
Maybe this is what we're creating.
Maybe. No maybes. There are no maybes. Little Crow also has shared with us his greatest wisdom of all. It will be exactly as it will be. So it's up to us to make it otherwise than someone else's dream. So do you want Little Crow's dream? Do you want Dorma's dream? EJ's? Paul? How about let's all go with Lintal's dream? Might be a really good one.
Great for me.
But we're all going to get there, wherever there is. But we have a lot of work to do along the way. Why would that be? Because this is an experience. This is the most gracious experience. This is the most remarkable change of cycles that happen. And to be allowed to return to serve at this time is remarkable. It is an experience of the ages. And you felt worthy of it. And I know you get here and you're thrown into this density, this manifest conglomerate that presses in on you. The entire universe is expanding, and yet everything is held together by compression. It's the ambiguity of living. It's the contradiction of life. It is the knowingness that everything within must come out. It's a time of opposites. And especially with politicians, listen to what they say. Take the exact opposite and you're going to be correct. Almost all the time. Listen to what they tell you they're going to do, and you now have the physical law, physics. It will turn out to be exactly the opposite of what they tell you. And when you have learned to listen to the news that way, listen to all of this cacophony of racket, you will learn to hear the truth. You will learn to sort the truth. And it's a pleasure. It is a pleasure to serve with you. I treasure. Dorma doesn't. I do. I treasure the adversarial teachers that walk through your lives. These are lessons that you have to learn, and you can only learn them through the experiencing of them. And Little Crow could see a lot farther on that first meeting with these people because they had no vision, no imagination. They come cold to the table. And he said back then, and I would repeat it to him now, he said to Dorma, you will know your mission in a year or so. You may not understand it, but you'll have whatever energy is required to see it finished. And I would say that to him. And he has bitten off an incredible mouthful to chew. And I'm telling you right now, little crow, we will see to it that you get it done. If you get it done, we've gotten it done. And we've got to see our remnant through. You are not going to save anything. If you want to be saved, you get busy and work at it. And let us just create the way. Anybody want to say anything? Anybody dare to say anything? Anybody wish I would stop saying something?
I want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart for being here today with us.
Well, you see, it's our appreciation for you to be here. And this silly nonsense of charades is not going to go on forever. This is a very, very strong year. And we're going to get even stronger. You're not in this battle alone. You see, there have been enough of you ask for help right from your old hometown. And we're here. And you have to get used to it. And we don't look funny. Well, any funnier than some of you look. And this facade that you ones wear when you enter a third dimensional experience play, there is no black or white or yellow or green or purple people. God is light. And the only reason it is expressed as white is because you don't have a color for light. Light is white. It is a compilation of every color. Black is a devoid of every color. And there aren't any black people. You think about it. Even if you look at them, there is every shade of bronze. And you white pale faces will go out there and bake yourselves to be a different color. What is this nonsense? And I've told you before, you are in that photon belt. You are in it. He expressed it in words you can understand. You are in this light. And it is the time that they can ignite that radiation belt around your globe. Technology has grown to the point that the mind can develop and create anything. So you've got to start turning it around. And you can if you want to, but you are running out of time in the way that you count. And pass it to me. I've got more time than you do in my experience. But I'm not going anywhere. We're going to walk the rest of this way, hand in hand. And I don't care where you are on this map, because I have the privilege of being able to be there. And that doesn't mean I'm special, because so do you. You just don't use it. Partly you have agreed not to use it until we get some things accomplished. And I'm grateful for that. So what do you want to do for the rest of this day? We need to let our friends go home and recoup.
Commander,
yes.
And in the
film as well, we've got this scenario of end times, what seems to be incomparable devastation. Simondas, it seemed like I read recently, he already wrote in 89, it's already too late then for a third of the population to vanish.
Well,
is this devastation, in a sense, have to happen now?
No.
Nothing we can do to stop it even yet?
Well, of course.
And
but you're going to have to create a change in the script. Because as you're headed, you will go right along with these prophecies until you've fulfilled them. And let us just call it New World Order, whatever the elite, the whatever you want to call, the adversarial powers that are trying to get in your way. They have put these prophecies out here. Earth changes. Man tampers. And through man's tampering, Earth can change differently. But Earth is a beautiful living creation for you to experience to your fullest. And man tends to be destructive in his playing. That's not an error in God's planning. But you've got it way out of balance. And I repeat, it's hard to express this because I'm talking about an illusion that you think is real. And that's why you want us to show up in your form when you wouldn't recognize us if we did. My energy form may be exactly the person next to you. You don't know what you're expecting. And that's why in your dancing your dream awake, you've got to know what was your dream. And you can see what is wrong, as we pointed out. And you can see that if you have the wrong perception of those who control you, and in this day and age, it is lasers, it is light, it is particle beams, it is amazing technology where you can be duplicated more easily than the crossbreeds. And a brain downloaded in split seconds. So you've got to understand enough to accept that this exists, and it exists on your place, in your manifest physical reality, for lack of words. English doesn't cover a lot of words, and your better words have been now so taken and destroyed. It's like love. It doesn't mean, what are we talking about? You don't have any basis for basing the word love. Means many things and nothing. So until you grow beyond this childishness of chitter-chatter and into the reality of your higher creative ability, we get a little stagnant on this wheel. It becomes the treadmill. And then you're trained. You're trained what you may believe and not believe. And ones get hung up. Ones get hung up on such things as I might very well say when we speak of unconditional love. God doesn't put any conditions on his caring for you any more than you would your child. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have conditions, as you must have with your children. They must have their guidelines. And you can look at those commandments. And I want to tell you that even on Era in Pleiades, they certainly do not have 10 of those silly commandments. And you can tell the ones, you know, that you must come into the temple on the Sabbath and tithe, that man thought that one up. So let's stop being silly. Another thing don't know, one day I'm going to share this and then I'll shut up. But she'd been away on a trip, and to shorten the story down, she saw it all. That was a mean thing for us to do. But we have to move along too. And so these ones were headed back. They had stayed overnight in a little parking place because they had a camper, and they stayed overnight. And the next morning, she's desperate. And they're outside Santa Barbara, and so they drive along in silence for a while, and finally she bursts into tears, and she said, "I can't handle it. I have to talk about it." "What is it, dear, you have to talk about, you know, how women are, and I don't want to get in trouble with this equality." But she's very emotional about it. And she said, "Well, I'll tell you, I can't go home. I have just had the most awful, terrifying thing happen. I can't even call it a dream." And EJ says to her, "Well, what would you like to do?" And she said, "Well, we need to go somewhere where I can talk. Just let me tell you. So they drive on toward Santa Barbara, and he picks a nice place overlooking the ocean, and so they talk. And then he said, "Well, what do you want to do now?" And she said, "I want to go see Carl Bryant. I have to go see him. I cannot go home with this on my heart." And EJ very promptly found the nearest phone, called Little Crow. He said, "I will be there." And from that great distance, they drove in the driveway at the same time. And she sits down and she said, "Now stop me, because I know this is just bunk." And so she'd tell a little bit more, and, "Well, stop me. I know this is bunk." And he said, "Do you know this is bunk?" "What I'm trying to say to you is you're going to have these flashes of realization. It is the flash of remembering, and you know how it's going to be." With her, it was the feels of devastation, actually of a radioactive quad failure after an earthquake where all the viaduct system was wiped out, and you have nothing growing in these fields out here. And you have great fires in the city because there's also an earthquake. Whether that is natural or man-made doesn't matter a whit at the moment that it happens. And when your baby's belly is hurting, you're going to wish you had put some seeds aside. And as I said to you early on today, and I want to repeat it so that our visitors who weren't here hear it, the government has a law now that says you may not store more than 3 months of food because it is called hoarding, and there is such a shortage that you may not do that. And then they list a bunch of things which you may not store. Well, there's not any left around to store. They've moved it all out. They've plowed under fields. You have poison smut. And when they plowed under the grain in Kansas within the last 3 months, those are your signs. Well, they didn't get spelt on the list. It's a grain, yes, but they list the grains that you may not hoard. Spelt's not on there. So we need more in the granary. And along that line, I want to tell you that Louise Bowman, most of you have heard, they were the ones that sent the money for the tractors and things long ago that you do not have. But they have sent some more. And when I say they, because Ben is there doing most of the talking and the working out, or making provisions for us to be able to put up another silo and get some more SPEP. Because now one or two of the crops of some of our contacts are coming out good this year. And if we get it ordered now, we can get it and put maybe 5 loads away. And it's going to be sweet on the lips. And this is home, people. Does everybody in this room hear me? This is home. And when the going gets too tough out there, get your ass home. And I'm saying that to Little Crow, too. Now, he knows that part of this place, Tocantula, when he says that, we don't take this one lightly. And this is the crossroads of this part of this little world. It has the crystal, but more than that, it has the things left from the past for him. And she's going to get goose bumbles, and now she says, okay, I finally got one little smidgen of confirmation. You see, all of you out there put up with me. She doubts me. It's all right. We make a good team that way. Go in peace. You've got a big job. All of you have a big job. And I get touched, and I'm going to get emotional, so I'm going to go. Leave her with it. Get the tape for her mouth. Don't forget. Send her home. Let her be alone. We have a busy day tomorrow. Go in peace, brother.
Illinois State.
It'll be afternoon.
1:30.
Everyone, please. Some of you still want to go flying. EJ has his wings. Work it out. You'll want to experience a little time at the festival. And then we'll meet in the afternoon. And then I truly will. I'll go as long in the week as you want. I don't know if Norio will be able to come out. Hayakawa, our Japanese friend, he has a lot of new stuff on Area 51. And what he doesn't know, I do. And it is interesting. So... go in peace, and salut.
Salut, Commander.